department took out a restraining order against her. That's special. We surrender to the care of our higher power. We don't ask God to change the world to suit us. Instead, we let go and let God. I choose to live in a world without excuses and without blame. I'm an alcoholic. It's not anyone's fault. It just is. Acceptance is detachment from strong opinions and a personal stake in outcomes. We trust God. We trust the program of recovery. We fulfill our outcomes and trust God. One of my favorite promises, and we will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. As I said, I worked 20 years at Hazelden, and one of the guys I dealt with was a patient who was very, very unhappy with Hazelden and unhappy with the staff and the patients, and he was getting ready to leave. His history included the fact that he had been a United States Army Ranger, and he really, really didn't like treatment. He thought the patients were a bunch of losers, the staff is a bunch of wimps, he's packed up, ready to go after 10 days. And I sometimes play Lieutenant Columbo, you know, I just have one more question. And I got a hold of him and I said, now, I just want to check in with you. I understand part of your history is that you used to be an Army Ranger. He says, wrong, I am a Ranger, once a Ranger, always a Ranger. I said, well, okay. I said, now, I've never been in the military. He says, and it shows. I go, yeah, well. Yeah, I guess, you know. I said, now I understand the Rangers are an all-volunteer outfit. He says, wrong again. The whole Army is volunteer. You can't just volunteer for the Rangers. And he went through a 20-minute soliloquy on everything you have to do to qualify. And it's a lot. I mean, it is extremely difficult to become an Army Ranger. Most people wash out. It's really, really hard. And it's quite impressive. And I said, now I understand one of the things I heard is that you never, ever leave a fellow Ranger behind on the field of battle, not even a dead one. He said, that's right, we carry out our dead. I said, doesn't that slow you down? He said, no. I said, well, okay, I understand how that could give you a sense of confidence that you will never be abandoned, not even in death. He said, that's right, we are one solid brotherhood forever. I said, okay, I said, now I understand you don't like the Silkworth unit. He said, no, it's such a bunch of pathetic whiners and the staff is, you're not tough enough at all. I don't see how you teach anything. I said, so you're definitely out of here. He said, oh, I'm on the 4 o'clock car. I am so gone. I'm sorry I ever came. I said, well, okay, I just had one thought that maybe you hadn't considered. You might want to maybe think about it on the way home. He said, what's that? And I pull my chair up so my knees are right opposite him. This guy is huge. You know, and I stuck my finger in his face. I said, you volunteered to be here. We did not draft you. The Silkworth peer group are your brothers. If you are willing to leave one Silkworth brother behind to die of this disease, you're not a real Ranger anymore. I thought he's going to punch my lights out. I mean, he turned purple, a vein stuck out on his neck. He jumped up so fast the chair flipped over backwards. He stalked out and slammed the door. I thought, good, he didn't punch you. He stayed. By Friday, they're making their beds so a quarter would bounce off the bed. Line up for lectures. Line up for lecture! They're calling him captain. I mean, I'm not going to make the guy a Quaker, you know? His higher power is the United States Army Rangers, and he believes, you know, but we will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We are meant to be of service to other people. We remain in the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. We continue to work the steps in our lives so that we'll be using the tools that God gave us. I'm in touch with reality. I will not survive on my own. I love AA. AA is wonderfully tolerant of weirdness, you know? We don't have to be normal. You know, one of my problems, I have drain bramage, and I'm very sensitive to light, especially fluorescent light. I went to this wonderful meeting that was in a church basement with bad fluorescent lights, and they just triggered